Geraldine Cox, G-E-R-A-L-D-I-N-E, Cox, C-O-X. I don't have a date of birth. Today is 10/24. This is a 54-year-old gentleman, diabetic, hypertensive, double amputee, uses a wheelchair, does hemodialysis at home. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He smokes marijuana to control his phantom pain, period, new paragraph. He was referred for possible palliative / hospice care. He lost his legs in 2020. His blood sugars are still elevated. They told him that'll lead to blindness and kidney failure, but it hasn't done so. He was not taking any medication at this time, but since then he's doing a better job taking care of his diabetes. Nevertheless, he doesn't want to take insulin, period. He is in desperate need of electric wheelchair. He's able to drive. He's going to buy a car as soon as he has money. His provider told him he needs hospice care. I explained to him that hospice care is for patients that are dying and have less than 6 months to live. He would need to see his PCP, and for a wheelchair with Medicare rules and regulation, he might need to see a neurologist to get that done. Has no hospice diagnosis. He definitely has more than 6 months to live, especially if he has decided to take care of himself and we'll refer him back to PCP to get an electric wheelchair. Somewhere in there put down 55-year-old gentleman, originally from Los Angeles, used to back up singers for different famous groups in Los Angeles before. Okay, so that's Geraldine Cox, or Gerald Cox, thank you.